What was it like? I mean, Aaron out there, the way to see him just throw the ball, the short passes, the long passes. I mean, we're not doctors here, but he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he looks like himself. I mean, it's good to have him out there. Good to see him back progressing. And
Do you get the sense that he wants to go harder? He wants to do more? Because his body language kind of looked like that.
Those are all questions for him, so that's not going to show that you're here. So, just drop it on the way out.
I don't know. I'm just moving my strap.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
He's not even eligible to a week from now, though. Obviously, and this is a team that's winless. You're playing. How do you make sure the focus is on this game so whatever can happen after this week is possible?
Just be a pro. Got to take care of your business. Nothing changes. I mean, we need to worry about what we have in for this game. It's not going to be an easy game to go play. It's not going to be an easy game to go win. So we just got to prepare well and go play well.
Jordy, do you expect at some point that the way you're running the ball will help receivers see some more room and to work?
I don't know. I think it's just great to be balanced. I think it's great to have that run game. I think the guys up front have been doing a great job. The young guys in the running rec room have done an excellent job all year of growing, understand the playbook, not only in the run game but protection and being out in the pass routes. So, it's fun to watch them grow.
Jordy, you obviously have plenty of experience in cold weather games. It's expected to be pretty cold for this one. Do you do anything differently to get prepared for those?
No. I'm pretty sure we'll be outside tomorrow, so that'll be a little bit of it. But, I mean, we had a couple cold games earlier in the year, and for whatever reason it's gotten warm for us. But it's the same preparation.
Knowing that it might be Brett's last game, is there at all kind of an extra rallying cry to send him out on a good note if it's his last
game? We just need to win a game, no matter what it is. Brett's last game, Aaron's future game, all of us to get to the playoffs, whatever it is. We just got to continue to win.
He's going to need more than 84 yards, hopefully, to win this game. How do you guys connect with him?
You never know. You would have thought that last week. So we just need to win no matter what. Every game's different. It can be a Pittsburgh game where I don't know how many completions he had, but he had five of them over 40 yards. So every game's different. So you just got to go out, play, stay through it, as we've learned a couple times this year. You're battling through a tough game and getting into overtime and then winning it. So we just got to continue to do that and get to a position where we have more points on the board than they do.
Sorry, the lack of balls being thrown in your direction and the whole passing game thing. Has it been frustrating at all?
Not really, honestly. It's you go out and do your job. This position is a very unique one where you don't control a lot of things. So you continue to do what you're supposed to do. It has changed throughout the year. And just the amount we're running the ball. I mean, I don't think I've ever been, might be wrong, but a part of a game where we rush for almost 200 yards. So, but it's fun at that same time to get in there and block and watch those guys go out and make plays because you definitely feel a part of it there too. Because we've had all across the board, we've had some key blocks to, turn the 5-yard gain into a 30-yard gain. So you just do your job. That's what everyone has to do, offense, defense, special teams, and that's why we're able to win some games.
Is there any concern going into this game because of the Browns' record and just, I don't want to say you don't overlook it, but is there any concern about that?
I don't think so. For the situation we're in, we can't overlook anyone. I mean, we need to win games. So that's the expectation going in, and that's what we got to make sure we prepare. I think we practiced well today. Tomorrow we'll show again where everyone's mind's at, and you just got to be professional about it. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can mention it, you can talk about it, but guys just got to go out and play.